Welcome to the Business English Podcast, where we dive into the nuances of corporate communication, ensuring you're armed with the linguistic arsenal to climb the ladder of international business success. I'm your guide on this journey, here to navigate the intricate world of business English, making you fluent, not just in language, but in culture, etiquette, and strategy. Today's episode is tantalizingly titled Nom Nom Networking, Pro Phrases for a Business Lunch. Ever wondered why some professionals seem to effortlessly charm their way through business lunches, landing deals and forming alliances over appetizers and entrees? It's not just about what's on the plate, it's about what's on the tip of their tongue. Business lunches are a unique blend of formal and informal, a dance where each step, each phrase, can draw you closer to your goal or, if misstepped, can tread on toes. Unlike the straightforward approach of boardroom presentations or the casual banter of office water cooler talk, networking over a meal requires a nuanced mastery of language. It's about weaving persuasion with politeness. But what sets apart networking at business lunches from other types of networking? Is it the setting? The steaks? The spaghetti? Joking aside, it's a fascinating blend of personal connection and professional ambition. A space where the choice of words can mean the difference between a fruitful collaboration and a missed opportunity. In this episode, we'll explore a variety of scenarios you might encounter, from high-pressure negotiations, disguised under the pleasant clinking of cutlery, to more relaxed informal gatherings aimed at building long-term relationships. We'll dissect phrases to use and perhaps more crucially, phrases to avoid. Ever caught yourself on the brink of a business faux pas? Fear not, for we shall navigate these treacherous waters together. Why focus on phrases, you may ask? Imagine wielding words that not only convey your message, but do so with elegance and precision, making your intentions clear and your persona unforgettable. We'll dive into advanced English both in terms of style and vocabulary, transforming your linguistic skill set into an invaluable tool for networking success. And here's a thought. Could your next business breakthrough be lurking in your next social lunch? Stay tuned as we unravel phrases that will empower you in settings ranging from the high stakes to the laid back, ensuring you'll never be lost for words. Before we dive in, let's tease your appetite with a question then. What do you think is the most underestimated phrase in the business lunch playbook? Keep that in mind as we embark on today's linguistic feast. Stick around as we're about to serve up a course of invaluable phrases seasoned with examples and garnished with tips on how to make each interaction at a business lunch not just a meal, but a milestone in your professional journey. Let's break bread and barriers, shall we?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Business English Podcast. Helping professionals communicate more effectively, more confidently, and with impact. With your host, Rob, from Energetic English. Let's get down to business.
As we set the table for today's exploration into the essence of business lunch networking, it's crucial to appreciate the unique blend this form of networking offers. It's not just about the food, it's about forging connections, building rapport, and yes, subtly advancing your business objectives without seeming too overt or salesy. The ambience of a restaurant, the shared experience of a meal, creates an environment ripe for more personal connections, which can be leveraged professionally in a manner that a conventional office setting simply cannot match. But why does the language we use in these settings matter so much? Consider this. The words you choose, the phrases you deploy, they're not just conveying information, they're demonstrating your professionalism, your cultural appreciation, your ability to navigate complex social settings with ease. Advanced English isn't just about vocabulary or perfect grammar, it's about employing language in a way that's effective, engaging, and most importantly, appropriate for the context. Now, let's break into our first course, the interactive listening exercise. I'll introduce a phrase, and I'd like you to repeat it after me. Ready? Thank you for taking the time to meet today. I've been looking forward to discussing our potential collaboration. Thank you for taking the time to meet today. I've been looking forward to discussing our potential collaboration. Simple yet effective. It's courteous, it sets a positive tone, and it immediately shifts the focus to the mutual benefits of the meeting. Moving on, let's consider a scenario. You're at a high-stakes business lunch, the kind where the stakes are as high as skyscrapers surrounding the chic downtown bistro you're dining in. The atmosphere is charged, expectations are high, and you're about to propose a significant partnership. How do you steer the conversation to set the stage for your proposal? Well, here's a phrase for you. I've really been impressed with what your team has achieved recently, particularly in specific area. It got me thinking about how our teams could potentially create something even greater together. Notice how this phrase acknowledges their achievements, fostering goodwill before segueing into the idea of a partnership. It's respectful, it's specific, and it opens the door for further discussion. Engaging in a business lunch often means navigating the conversation with finesse. Let's say the discussions take a turn towards the informal, perhaps even personal. This is your chance to build rapport, to show you're not just all business, but someone who values the person across the table. How about this phrase? Outside of work, what drives your passion? Outside of work, what drives your passion? It's open-ended, inviting your counterpart to share more about themselves, thereby deepening the connection. Now, as we savour the last bites of this segment, let's reflect. Each phrase we've explored serves a purpose, from setting a positive tone to steering the conversation and finally to building a personal connection. Language, particularly in the nuanced dance of a business lunch, is about more than just words. It's about timing, delivery, and context. It's about using language to weave a narrative that engages, interests, and connects. As we wrap up this course on the essence of business lunch networking, keep in mind that practicing these phrases, understanding their impact, and knowing when to use them will set you apart in the world of international business. But the conversation doesn't end here. Up next, we'll dive into specific phrases from navigating group dynamics to closing conversations gracefully, each with its own set of linguistic tools. So, have you ever wondered how to gracefully exit a conversation at a business lunch without seeming abrupt or disinterested? Stay tuned, as that's exactly what we're unpacking next. You won't want to miss it. As we delve into the main course of our episode, let's slice into the meaty part of our discussion. Scenario-based phrases for thriving in various business lunch settings. Whether you're navigating the choppy waters of high-pressure negotiations or the more serene streams of informal get-to-knows, the right phrases can be your lifesaver, keeping you afloat and steering you towards success. High-pressure situations. Imagine this, you're sitting across from a potential investor. The air is thick with anticipation, each moment laden with opportunity. How do you break the ice and lead into your pitch without seeming too abrupt? Try this. Given the current market dynamics, our project offers a unique solution. I'd love to get your insights on how we can align our strategies for mutual benefit. Given the current market dynamics, our project offers a unique solution. I'd love to get your insights on how we can align our strategies for mutual benefit. This phrase does double duty. it acknowledges the importance of their perspective and seamlessly transitions into a discussion about your project. But let's not stop there. Say you've presented your proposal and now you want to gauge their interest without coming across as pushy. Here's a smooth follow-up. How do you see this aligning with your investment priorities? How do you see this aligning with your investment priorities? It's open-ended, inviting them to share their thoughts and showing your respect for their investment strategy. Informal get-to-know. Shifting gears, let's ease into the more relaxed yet equally crucial informal get-to-know scenarios. You're with a new colleague or potential business partner, and the goal here is to build rapport, to find common ground beyond the boardroom. How about starting with, I've heard you're quite the hobby or interest enthusiast. How did you get started with that? I've heard you're quite the hobby or interest enthusiast. How did you get started with that? This phrase not only shows you've done your homework, but also opens up a personal, engaging line of conversation. Moving on, as the meal progresses and you've shared a few laughs and insights, you might want to subtly bring the conversation back to business with, it's been great learning about your background. I'm curious, what's been the most rewarding project you've worked on? It's been great learning about your background. I'm curious, what's been the most rewarding project you've worked on? This encourages them to share professional achievements in a personal context, bridging the gap between casual chat and business discussion. Now, through practicing these phrases, you will see how they encourage a more personal connection while still keeping an eye on the professional horizon. Group dynamics. Now imagine you're at a round table with several key players. It's a delicate dance engaging multiple people while ensuring no one feels left out. Start with, it's fascinating to hear different perspectives on this. Name, what's your take? It's fascinating to hear different perspectives on this. Name, what's your take? This not only brings someone into the conversation, but also demonstrates your leadership and facilitation skills. But what if the discussion starts to veer off topic? Here's a tactful way to steer it back. These insights are invaluable. To build on that, how do we see this impacting our strategy moving forward? These insights are invaluable. To build on that, how do we see this impacting our strategy moving forward? It's inclusive, forward-thinking, and refocuses the conversation on collective goals. Closing conversations gracefully. As all good things must come to an end, so must our business lunches. But how do you wrap up without seeming too abrupt or leaving things hanging? Try, I've really enjoyed our discussion and the insights shared. Let's schedule a follow-up to continue exploring these opportunities. I've really enjoyed our discussion and the insights shared. Let's schedule a follow-up to continue exploring these opportunities. It's polite, positive, and proactive, setting the stage for future interactions. And for a more informal touch, it's been a pleasure getting to know you better. Looking forward to catching up again soon. It's been a pleasure getting to know you better. Looking forward to catching up again soon. This one is, of course, warm, genuine, and leaves the door open for future engagements. As we digest the rich array of phrases served today, remember the art of conversation at a business lunch is much like a delicately balanced meal. It requires the right ingredients, timing, and presentation. Whether steering through high-pressure negotiations, making personal connections in informal settings, managing group dynamics, or concluding conversations with grace, the phrases you choose can set you apart as a skilled communicator and an astute business professional. But what about the phrases to absolutely avoid? Ah, that's a course for another time. Stay tuned as our next segment promises to navigate the pitfalls of business lunch banter, ensuring your linguistic menu is free from faux pas. You won't want to miss it, so stay tuned. As we lean back in our chairs, having navigated through the courses of our business lunch, from appetizers of introductions to the main course of deep discussions, it's time to consider the after-dinner mince of our conversational feast, the phrases to avoid. Yes, just as certain foods might not sit well on a delicate stomach, certain phrases can unsettle the smooth flow of a business dialogue. Let's embark on a journey through the no-go zones of business lunch banter, ensuring that our linguistic palate is refined, respectful, and above all, professional. Because, let's face it, the last thing that you want is for your words to leave a bitter aftertaste. The taboo topics. First up, the obvious but often forgotten politics, religion, and personal finances. These topics are more than just conversation landmines, they are potential relationship enders. But how do you steer clear gracefully when the conversation veers dangerously close to these territories? Try this. It's an interesting topic, but perhaps a bit heavy for our lunch today. Have you seen any good movies lately? It's an interesting topic, but perhaps a bit heavy for our lunch today. Have you seen any good movies lately? See how that works. It acknowledges the topic without engaging, offering a lighter alternative. Give it a go. Imagine the pivot and practice the phrase. The overly familiar. In an effort to build rapport, it's possible to overstep and become too familiar too fast. Comments on someone's appearance, jokes that tread the line of appropriateness, or prying personal questions, these are all out. But what if you accidentally find yourself a step too far into the personal zone? Here's your lifeline. I apologise if that came across as too forward. I value our professional relationship and wouldn't want to overstep. I apologise if that came across as too forward. I value our professional relationship and wouldn't want to overstep. It's humble, it's respectful, and resets the boundaries. Try it out. Feel the sincerity in your apology and the commitment to professionalism. The hard sell. Ah, the temptation to turn every conversation into a sales pitch. Resist it. Nothing sours a business lunch quicker than feeling like you're on the receiving end of a relentless sales drive. So, what if you catch yourself in the midst of a hard sell? Time for a strategic retreat. I realise I might be getting a bit carried away here. Let's take a step back. What are your thoughts on the matter? This not only pulls you back from the brink, but also turns the floor over to your companion, showing you value their input. Practice this phrase, noting the shift from selling to engaging in dialogue. The negative Nancy. Criticism, especially of mutual acquaintances or industry practices, can be a slippery slope. While constructive debate is healthy, negativity, for negativity's sake, is unwelcome. If you find your conversation has taken a turn for the negative, try to redirect it positively. Speaking of challenges, it's always impressive to see how our industry innovates in response. Are there any innovative solutions you've come across recently? Now, before jumping into the next section, I wanted to take this opportunity to let you know that if you wanted to get more out of the Business English podcast, then that is possible. For example, full transcripts complete with timestamps so you never miss an expression, phrase-focused one-pagers to quickly refresh your memory before that next last-minute meeting, pronunciation support to assist with the trickier elements of business English, live read-along transcripts, quizzes, and much more. If this sounds like it could be useful, then the Business English Podcast Premium subscription could be for you. Check out the details at the link in the show notes. Right, on with the show. This shifts the focus from problems to solutions, from criticism to innovation. Give it a try, emphasizing the positive pivot. The dismissive comment. Lastly, dismissing someone's ideas or experiences, even unintentionally, can quickly cool the warmth of any conversation. Instead of shutting down ideas, foster an atmosphere of collaboration and respect. That's an interesting perspective. I hadn't considered it that way. Could you tell me more? That's an interesting perspective. I hadn't considered it that way. Could you tell me more? This phrase opens up the conversation, inviting further discussion and showing respect for differing viewpoints. Practice saying it, imagining a scenario where you're genuinely interested in understanding more. As we conclude this segment on the phrases to avoid and how to gracefully recover from potential conversational missteps, remember that the goal of a business lunch is to build bridges, not burn them. Every word, every phrase should serve to enhance understanding, respect, and collaboration. But wait, there's more to master in the art of business communication. In our next segment, we'll elevate our conversation with advanced language tips that will not only help you avoid pitfalls, but also position you as a polished and savvy professional. Stay tuned because you won't want to miss these expert insights that could be the cherry on top of your business English sundae. As we've navigated through the starter, main course, and even sampled the after-dinner mints of our conversational feast, it's time to savour the dessert, the final flourish that elevates a good business English speaker to a great one. Welcome to the segment where you polish your linguistic prowess with advanced language tips, ensuring your business English isn't just proficient, it's compelling, captivating, and dare I say, charismatic. The power of precision. In the world of business, as we all know, time is a currency. Every word you choose should add value, convey meaning, and drive action. Let's consider the art of being precise yet powerful in your language. Instead of saying, "I think we can maybe increase our sales if we try harder," try this. "With targeted strategies, I'm confident we can achieve a significant boost in our sales figures." With targeted strategies, I'm confident we can achieve a significant boost in our sales figures. Feel the difference? It's assertive, specific, and action-oriented. It's not about using complex vocabulary to impress. It's about using the right words to convey confidence and clarity. Practice this switch, focusing on the precision and impact of your words. The subtlety of soft skills. Soft skills, those intangible qualities like empathy, adaptability, and the ability to listen, often find their reflection in our language. How do you convey empathy in a business setting without overstepping professional boundaries? Here's a phrase to ponder. "I appreciate the challenges you're facing. Let's explore potential solutions together." I appreciate the challenges you're facing. Let's explore potential solutions together. It acknowledges the other person's situation and positions you as a collaborator, not just a competitor. This phrase isn't just a string of words, it's a bridge-building tool. Try it out. paying attention to how it feels to offer your support through language. The art of asking questions. Questions can be incredibly powerful when used correctly. They can guide conversations, unearth valuable information, and demonstrate your interest and engagement. But there's an art to crafting questions that invite open, meaningful responses. Instead of asking, "Do you like your job?" which can be answered with a simple yes or no, try, "What aspects of your job are you most passionate about?" What aspects of your job are you most passionate about? This open-ended question encourages detailed responses and can lead to deeper, more meaningful conversations. Practice framing your questions to be open-ended, focusing on eliciting detailed responses. Elevating your language, the use of analogies and metaphors. To truly shine in a business English setting, learn to use analogies and metaphors to illustrate complex ideas in simple, relatable terms. This not only makes your communication more engaging, but also ensures your ideas are remembered. For instance, instead of a dry description of a business strategy, try, "Our strategy is like a chess game. We need to anticipate our competitors' moves and plan our counter strategies several steps ahead." It's visual, it's engaging, and paints a picture that's easy to understand and hard to forget. Try creating your own analogies related to your field, noticing how you can make your communication more vivid and impactful. As we come to the close of another enriching episode here at the Business English Podcast, it's time to reflect on the journey we've embarked on today. From the appetizers of introductions to the main course of in-depth conversation strategies, and finally the desserts of polishing your linguistic finesse, we've covered a sumptuous spread designed to equip you with the phrases, strategies, and insights needed to navigate the nuanced world of business English lunches with ease. But let's not forget, the world of business English is vast and varied, stretching beyond the dining table to boardrooms, international conferences, and virtual meetings. The phrases we've explored today, the strategies we've dissected, they're not just tools for your arsenal, they're stepping stones to building more meaningful, impactful professional relationships. The power of reflection. As we wrap up, I invite you to take a moment to reflect. Think back to a recent business interaction. Could one of the phrases we've discussed today have changed the outcome? Or perhaps there's a scenario you anticipate facing in the future. How might you apply what you've learned today to navigate that conversation more effectively? The commitment to continuous improvement. The pursuit of mastery in business English is a journey, not a destination. It requires curiosity, commitment, and most importantly, practice. I encourage you to take the phrases and strategies from today's episode and integrate them into your everyday professional interactions. Notice the responses you receive and don't be afraid to adjust your approach based on what you learn. So, before we part ways, a reminder to subscribe to the Business English Podcast on your favourite platform. Share it with your colleagues, your friends, or anyone embarking on their own business English journey. And don't forget to leave us a review. It helps us reach more learners just like you. As we close today's chapter, remember that each conversation, each phrase, each word you choose is an opportunity to build bridges, forge connections, and advance your professional journey. So, take what you've learned, apply it with confidence, and watch as doors begin to open, relationships deepen, and your professional network expands. Thank you for joining me, for investing this time in your professional development. Until next time, keep striving, keep learning, and of course, keep it strictly business.
You have been listening to the Business English Podcast. Remember to subscribe, leave a review, and we'll see you next time.